Today we're talking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta AfterBuzz TV. Stevie got a new baby? What? Carly's screwing Scrappy? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Can't Millie rock like me, can't sexy walk like me, can't hit the corn like me, but you can't drop like me, can't hit the folks like me, can't nay nay like me, can't Dito shuffle like me.
No,
but
you
can't do it like me, but you can't do it like me.
Hey, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jan here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop AfterBuzz TV after show. I mean, I'm joined in studio with what? Miss Courtney Stewart.
What?
Stewart Starlet.
The only ones that made it, Joe.
That's right, because we ain't getting laid.
It's Memorial weekend. Everybody else doing other stuff. Drinking, sleeping.
Well, I mean, bitch, we've been drinking tonight, too.
Okay, but that way, but we
I'm going to keep it real, y'all. I got
we
the got chili fries.
You got the chili fries. We got
because
together,
as
though.
We left the festivities. Needed to sober myself up right now. So
yes.
I'm going to be eating some chili cheese fries with some ranch right now. And it ain't a part of my clean, healthy Herbalife diet.
No, but that's the holiday. It's okay. It's the holiday. We messed up for the holiday. Tomorrow we back on it. But we both went to the gym today.
Sure did.
We went to the gym to get ready.
3.5 miles.
For a mess. Yeah. We did that. 600 calories.
What's
like
up, y'all in the studio?
Hey. Y'all in the chat room. In the studio. Ooh. They in the studio, right. Technically. Y'all in the chat room. Studio Trini Boy, what's up?
Can you turn this up for a quick second?
Yep.
You know Nicolette's at home right now?
Yeah.
And she's so mad she ain't here because she would just be like...
She is, man. She should have been here because she would have been popping, like...
All right, I need her booty popping in my life.
I mean, she might have popped and fell over, though, because she was doing some stuff today.
She was
on some other stuff today.
We
had a good day, though.
Good day. All right. Happy Memorial. I hope you all had a great Memorial.
Safe Memorial Day.
Was not drinking and driving.
We love you, too, Trini Boy.
You know, that's the homie.
We appreciate
CC
you.
CC Freak, Marcus Magic.
Misha, y'all all up in here. I love it.
Even on
the holiday.
You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people party on Sunday now, and it's like
for
Monday's
real?
Like the recovery
day. They like
try
to get it back together so that everybody's ready for Monday.
You know
Tuesday
what I mean? Like we were Generation X, and we were like, "Oh, let's go out today." That's why when we were walking around, we were like, "Where is everybody?"
Yeah, there was nobody in Hollywood. Like we was roaming around Hollywood, there was nobody there. It was just us. So it's all good. It's all good.
That's fine.
Yes,
but let's
Alexis
talk about
in the building too, y'all.
Hey, Trini.
Jessica Dime
got
a quick little scene today, y'all.
She's having a scene in like every episode. Jessica is really trying to catch her. They don't have peaches. What do they have? A nickel?
Camel toe with her
camel
outfit.
Toes, yeah. Okay, but like on the real, like she was in that jumpsuit. Like I wasn't looking at it like, oh, you look crazy. It was looking crazy just because it was like an all over blue sequin jumpsuit and you at the roller skating rink. But like she was wearing a jumpsuit. Like it didn't, she looked good.
Courtney.
You didn't think she looked good? I thought she was like I was like, oh, it don't look messy. You didn't think so? I mean, I didn't think it was an attractive jumpsuit itself, but I'm just saying, like, you're in a sequined blue jumpsuit and a
skirt. So you're just like woman empowerment, like go girl, like you
did
that.
No, but like I was like, yo, like I wasn't like crazy camel toe flapping around. Like she didn't look crazy. Like I thought it was like, okay, get it, girl. I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you, Jessica Dime. Your country ass, I love you.
I mean, I love her too.
I can't wait for you to come visit us. Like, I want to talk to you because I think it's
funny. I do appreciate Jessica Dime. Y'all be reading her too much. And here's the thing. I'm not taking... Look at y'all. On Bad Girls Club, I be taking some of the blame for some of the shit y'all be saying in the comments. Okay? Because I don't give a fuck about some of the damn bad girls. But Jessica Dime ain't going to think I'm calling her damn Jessica No, I'm not eating damn Chipotle. I'm eating chili cheese fries.
No, he's not eating chili
cheese
fries from Tom's or whatever. What is
it? Y'all be coming way too hard. I mean, some of the damn names y'all have come up with for Jessica Dime, I can't. I couldn't even created that. All right, so Jessica, she goes to the skating rink because she thinks she's going to meet up with Scrappy.
She thought she was about to have a date with little Scrappy.
Now, here's the thing.
This was shady as shit. Like, how you going to roll up on your date with his homies?
First of all, if that ever happened.
But I actually wouldn't be... Okay, I got a weird thing that's kind of growing, even though it's really gross because he ate toes last
I'm done
year.
With you.
But like, I'm kind of like...
We're done with this.
No.
Courtney, you're out of here.
Thank you.
But he's kind of sweet.
He
like,
has kind of like 13 don't, children.
I'm not saying you need to sleep with him because he obviously so what you gonna is do with exceptionally
young
fertile.
What you gonna like, do with young Jock? You ain't gonna record no music.
He's just funny and he's so country and he's cute. I kind of think it's cute now.
I can't. Courtney, you know what? You be out here telling me every type of fucking dude that I be attracted to, you be like, Jesse, you always
I'm
go
not
for the
trying
same.
To bitch, date and you out here talking young about, Jock. I'm just saying he just makes me laugh and
so
like
you
he
like,
just
you saying Jessica Dime should you know what I mean like yeah,
I mean
girl,
for Jessica Dime
go roller skate with
for
young
Jessica
Jock.
Dime, yeah, go roller skate with him. Y'all have a good time. It could be fun.
You might learn something.
I ain't say you gonna learn something. I mean you might, you know, just have a good time. Just have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm not mad. I think it's cute, but I think it is weird that don't be mad at me. Who is that? K-Dash Dior? He's not gross. He is country and just a mess.
I'm gonna let you sit with that. You can be Stephon.
But Jessica
this week.
Dime is a mess too. Like they just sort of it worked. Whatever. Don't hate.
I mean, it's good for a storyline because I feel like next season, if one of Jock's baby mama needs someone to fight, like Jessica Dime will be down.
Will be the person to fight with him. Yeah. Okay. It still baffles me, though, like, how she has a storyline at all. Like, why is she even on the show?
I'm the boss. No disrespect.
The boss of what? What are you
the
boss of?
Like, I thought Rashida's the boss.
The ass-clapping, like, champion? Like, I don't know what you're the boss of.
Not onesies.
Because what does she do?
Not onesies.
It wasn't that bad, Jesse. It was, like, sparkling. It was like, I want to be Diana Ross, but, like, I'm a stripper.
You drunk. Like, girl, we gonna rewind this.
I said I want to be Diana Ross, but I am a stripper, so I'm doing the best that I can.
Like
I'm
Courtney
not mad.
Getting, like, they treat you like Stephon. Courtney, you
yeah,
single?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I am a little eensy-weensy bit country because I'm from Atlanta originally, so they remind me of my kinfolk.
Girl,
so you know
that Destiny Milan Million interview was awkward last night on Reality Check. Patrick, I agree. You know what I mean? But I fuck with
that's
her.
That's who that was.
Destiny, yeah, the girl.
Because I was watching y'all, and then she wasn't talking, so I had to go on.
That's what I never get. Like people want to come on shows, and they're like,
they
"Oh, I want to be interviewed," and it's like then you interview them, and they're like,
"She didn't talk." Like I was like, "Who is this girl?" And I didn't get a chance to keep going. Anyway, yeah, that's not fine. What that's about.
That's a whole nother. You guys can check out Black.
Thank
Hollywood
you,
Live.
Thank you. Who is that? Marcus Magic. Jock is charming. Count Chocula. He's funny. It was cute. Because he ain't doing all crazy shit this year. He's not licking on toes and like cheating. You're not seeing all that this year. So it's just like he's
look, you need
cute.
Like 3 years of growth before I can like
I'm not saying he a changed man. I'm just saying like anyway, moving on. Jessica Dime had on
it was
onesie.
A great day, Tasha. It was a fucking great day, okay? All right, so Ernest.
Is it that obvious, Tasha?
Can we just talk about Ernest and Charlene right
now? Who is
now?
Ernest? Oh no, can we not?
Love and Hip Hop, Mona. If we get
we,
a spinoff
no,
of like
no,
the
no,
retirement house,
no,
like, I can't.
No,
I'm done.
Can
I am
no,
beyond. Like, no. I feel like Ernest is going to end up sleeping with Charlene now. Like, why are you meeting up with her?
There
like,
can be no effery
like,
in 50
meet
plus.
Me at Long
like,
John Silver's. We're going to meet up for lunch.
Why did that scene happen at all? Like, it's not even like they got together and they were like, yeah, we used to be homies back in the day. Like, we used to sling
like,
whatever together.
I don't know you.
I don't know you, but I kind of know you because we're on a show. Let's talk about your wife.
And pause, does Charlene have
nasty
braces?
Yes, Charlene has braces. I'm not mad though.
I'm not
like,
mad.
You want to fix
your
teeth at whatever
I mean,
age,
like,
get your
she
shit
in school, right?
Like, I'm good with you.
Okay.
But you're 50 plus. I can't. You love hip hop. Please remove yourself from you. Like, you supposed to be grown and so messy enough that you own the show.
But I gotta
nests
say, this
the
was
store.
The most adult I've seen Ernest.
I'm vomiting in my mouth.
Girl, bye.
No.
At the very instant, you're vomiting at Ernest, but you over here talking about Nutella toes. Like, I can't.
I said that is, oh, that was removed from this
thank you,
season.
Benson. Why is Ernest even on this show? Who is
thank
he?
You. Why is Ernest on the show?
Fucking
why
wish,
is he on the
his
show?
His wishbone looking motherfucking
why
ass.
Why is he in that bright
what's
red shirt? Why is he talking to Charlene at all about his wife, who is obviously crazy, and talking about her drug habit, and then he was talking about
bipolar,
she was a nurse.
Alcoholic.
She was no, at first she was really into the medical profession and she was doing great, but then she got
Atlanta
in an accident.
Medical.
So then she became a drug addict and he made her a
she
hoe.
Had surgery after she had surgery after the accident. And she was dependent on drugs. I can't. And then she became a prostitute. Girl, have you ever not seen like? What's the fucking movie?
Exactly.
What's the movie with Halle Berry
K-Dash, where she played the drug addict girl? And Hip Hop Has to Go. You talking about?
Yeah, where she played the mom.
I know what she's talking about. I can't remember the name of
and
it.
And she
right
played
now.
Like the crackhead.
I know what you're talking about.
Like that's what I see for Mama D.
You talking about Monsters Ball?
No, like old. Was it Halle Berry?
Gothica?
Was it Halle Berry? Maybe it wasn't Halle Berry.
I don't know.
I feel like they played on BET a lot.
You know, she done played all of that. Anyway, Love and Hip Hop Replacement.
Love and Hip
Hop Replacements. I can't.
But you know what? It does make sense because I feel like Mama D, we see her. She's very dependent on everything and with everybody in her life. She reminds me of my grandma.
It makes me, like, I don't know. I feel like it's an act for the show and it's gross. Like, I feel like your grandma, like, actually is, like, on it because she cares. I feel like Mama D is on it and being crazy because she's crazy and she wants attention.
Agreed. Like, my grandmother ain't looking for no attention.
She ain't looking for no attention. She's just like, Jesse, get your shit together, because this is what I think you should be doing.
No, my grandmother does not say that. My grandmother calls me and tells me when Lady Gaga's on fucking TV.
That's amazing.
Sometimes.
My grandma's dead, so I don't get those calls no more, so it's sad. Losing Isaiah, is that what you... Oh.
Shakira, I'm eating fucking chili cheese fries. You have to fucking deal with it this week, okay? I've done this show for fucking 4 years, and for one fucking time, I want to eat chili cheese fries on the show.
He wants to eat. Jesse's had a busy day today. We've had, like, choir rehearsal.
Losing Isaiah, one. Thank you.
I already said that, like, 15 minutes ago.
I didn't hear you. I wasn't here for that.
I repeated it, because they
said it. Why am I eating like that, bitch? Because I'm fucking hungry. Shakira, like, I don't have no time for you judging me based
off the way
I'm eating.
He's had a busy day, y'all. It's Memorial Day weekend. You know what I'm saying? It's been a busy day.
Thank you.
Keeping it real petty.
Mama D's mad earnest, spreading the fucking business and all that. And I'd be mad at her too, because I'd be like, why are you meeting up with this bitch? Like, first of all, how did you get her number?
Why are you talking to her? Why is this happening at all? This is all a setup. I do not want the spinoff of Mama D and Ernest and Auntie Cousin.
I'm not mad at the palace. The spinoff the palace. I'm not mad.
Stop lying.
Depending on who produces it, I'm not mad at it.
Jesse Janity.
Depending who the cast is.
Jesse Janity.
I'm not mad at like an 8-episode arc.
Stop. I can't even talk to you no more. I'm going to just shut up right now.
I'm waiting for Shakira to say some shit.
Eat on, Jesse.
Thank you.
Let Jesse eat. We need a sign.
Shakira, tweet me on Twitter. I'll follow you, girl. I don't know if you're a girl or a boy, but follow me. All right, you know what I mean? It's no hate. I'm just being shit.
Why was Mama D's part so wide, though? I didn't notice her part. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did notice they went to therapy, and I was like, is this for real? Like, why are they doing that? Anyway, sorry. Go on.
They sitting there talking to a fucking pastor, and you over here talking about your sex life, that he can't get it up. And
that's her complaint constantly. He can't get it up and he ain't got enough money in the bank. And he's sitting over here like, bitch, you crazy and you bipolar and need to take your meds. We are on two different pages.
I mean, I do wonder about the dick thing, but
do
I'm
you
like,
think he can't get it up for real?
I mean, I'm assuming he has no money. Because he's...
Oh, I'm sure he ain't got no money. He just got out of jail. What is he doing?
That's what I'm saying. So, I'm assuming, like, the dick probably ain't good. Because she is really acting like she...
Then
got,
why she married
she
him?
She got a nerve
then
on her,
Then why
though.
She married him? Because the dick ain't good.
Because when he first got out of jail, the dick was probably working, like, right enough.
Okay, well, maybe he's like, okay, shit, bitch, I'm 50. Can you give me a break?
And maybe, girl, your pussy
sucks.
Ain't good.
No. There's an inverse relationship between sexuality. So, like, Mama D is, like, keep peeking. Like, maybe she's beyond. Because, like, you know how ladies, you start peeking at 30 and you keep going up, whereas men are descending when women are going up. So
I deserve
the
visual album featuring those.
Y'all are stupid.
Oh,
in the chat room.
My gosh. That was
but, yeah, so Mama D is, like, a 25-year-old when it comes to sex. And what's his name? Ernest is, like, a 60-year-old man.
He's done.
He's not done, but
he's like
ain't,
a sea monkey.
But he ain't a 25-year-old strapping boy ready to get it in anytime he can. So she wants it 3-4 times a day. He can do it maybe once every other day.
I feel like I look like Tommy right now because Tommy looks drunk every time I see her. Like, I feel like Tommy's fucking hammered.
I don't think she's drunk, but I do think she owns something every time we see her.
Oh, okay, because she got my eyes right now. She'd be like,
Tommy scares me.
So we see Stevie and his partner Ray Ray.
Yo. And I will talk shit because I got some big ass teeth in my own mouth. Ray Ray, I can say whatever I want because I know what's in my mouth. But Ray Ray, Yo. That was deep. But they opened in a hookah bar. That's exciting.
So, like, he's opening the hookah bar because the movie didn't?
Boo, I don't know. I was like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, I couldn't figure out where to shoot the movie, so I'm going to open a hookah bar because that makes sense. Mm. That's a different, you know, that's a transition.
Well, Tommy shows up.
And that was totally ruined for me by sending you a text.
Okay, yeah.
A Twitter message about Tommy's stains.
Doo-doo stain. Like, first of all, the fact that y'all are watching, loving it. Like, I love y'all. You know what I mean? I love y'all in the group.
Watching it real close.
But, like, y'all motherfuckers, like, who paused the DVR? I'm going to tell you who did it. I'm going to tell you. We're going to call you out right now.
Somebody paused their DVR, took a screenshot of that shit, sent it to Jesse, and, like, before we even watched the episode.
B-H-T-L-T-O-N 96, bitch. This bitch done paused her DVR, y'all, zoomed in on Tommy, highlighted it, Snapchatted it, and wrote, nah, this bitch got a dookie stain. Tommy had a dookie stain on her damn leggings. She had a stain
on her booty crack. On her black leggings.
Don't send me that. Just like the people that be sending me news, don't do that.
I mean, I was fascinated. I was like, damn, how did you even catch that? But, like, okay.
I can't. All right, so she shows up. She says, you know, she wants to work to get into the game. She needs management. She acts. She raps. You know, she's just an overall entertainer.
I ain't mad at Tommy. Get it, girl.
You know what I mean? Go ahead. Do what you
get
do.
Whatever job, whatever appearance, whatever you can get. That fool going to jail for 5 years. Get what you need to get.
I felt like I was watching like a skit in Grand Theft Auto, girl.
I'm not my ass. Sell it, girl.
She turned around, showed her booty. She said, I'm looking for anyone to teach me because I'm willing to learn.
I'm willing to learn. What you gonna teach me, Stevie? Oh, gross.
Stevie said, well, you know I'm down. You know what I mean? Willing to learn, I'm down.
Stevie is disgusting.
Jocelyn meets up with Dawn, and basically the blogs are allegedly saying that Jocelyn bleached Stevie's clothes.
And she did. Congratulations, girl. Do what you gotta do.
Stevie's going around telling people that she apparently did it, but Jocelyn says she didn't do it. And she has no time to do that.
She didn't quite say she didn't do it.
Well, she said she has no time.
She said she ain't got no time for that.
To do that. Because she's so busy.
She is busy bleaching his shit.
Come to find out, her contract's up with Stevie.
That's a good thing for a sister.
Finally, 5 seasons.
It only took like 10 years.
And then we find out that she ain't afraid to hurt Stevie. Moving on from that, Jocelyn then goes over to Mimi's house. She's very distraught. Started crying, breaking down to Mimi. Says that Stevie got a new child.
Mimi got a new baby.
A new baby on child
Stevie
support.
Stevie got a baby. That girl don't put him on child support.
It's not
he
fair.
Got two babies.
Another baby.
He got two babies. I ain't got no babies with Stevie. And they take all my money.
So apparently he got
two babies. $300,000.
He got two babies.
Yes.
One baby's from a dancer.
That he thought had aborted the baby. Ooh, honey.
And one girl's name is...
What was her name again?
Promise B.
Promise me.
No, no.
Promise B.
Promise B.
Promise B? As in like...
Promise B.
Like promise bitch or like promise
like instead of
Betty.
Promise me, promise B.
Promise B. Wait, that's your stripper name though?
I don't know.
Oh, we don't know which one is.
I don't
the
know
stripper.
If this is the dancer or if this was just a woman named Promise
okay,
B.
Okay, I think I would hope.
I can't imagine
the
it's the stripper.
I hope it is the stripper.
What stripper's name?
You think it's a regular
way?
Chick walking down the street like, hey, what's your name? Oh, I'm Promise B. Nice to meet you. No.
Well, I can't imagine stripper being like, what's your name? Be like, what?
Raggedy. Like, this is so raggedy.
Promise me. Jocelyn says Stevie has no money.
He ain't got no money. He's borrowing her money.
Girl, he doing this Faith Evans track.
I mean, but he's already strapped up in because he already went to court, what,
girl,
last
I was
season?
Shading it with the Faith Evans track. You don't even
it's okay,
it.
You know. He got a little money from that, but it wasn't enough for all the child support he owes. How many kids Stevie got now? Like 12?
No.
10? Mm-mm. 8.
No, I want to say 1. Like 4 or 5.
Are you sure? Because I thought he had at least 6 before Mimi.
Really?
Hey, y'all, look it up. Look
Come
it
on.
Up. How many kids Stevie got? Because I don't remember.
How many kids Stevie got? I know some of them pop that answer and roll.
Y'all know that up real quick. Promise be to God. Don't be promising nothing to God. God didn't do that.
We don't talk about Jesus on this day.
The Lord didn't do that to her.
Stevie is broke. Promise B is a stripper name. Y'all, what's she promising the B for? Y'all saw Rocky New
What ring. Is promise the butt? Promise booty? Promise butt cheeks?
Maybe. All right. So Mimi has sympathy for Jocelyn. And, you know, that's when Jocelyn realized that she had sympathy for herself.
This shit is so ignorant. I can't even take it.
Like, Mimi, Stevie should stay with you. And Mimi said, oh, man. This is crazy. Jocelyn begged me to take her man back. No, bitch. No, she didn't say all that.
She said, let him stay with you.
On the couch. Yes. And she said, on the couch.
Because I can't deal with this motherfucker right now because he drive me crazy and I don't want to go to jail. Just let him stay with you. She wasn't saying, please fuck my husband.
Stevie has 7 kids.
Thank you. I thought I knew it was more than like 3, 4, 5. 7 kids? 7. Mm. Is that 7 including Mimi's daughter?
Yeah.
Or 7 before Mimi's daughter. Because I thought Mimi's daughter was the youngest.
He's on Kirk status, not Chuck.
Oh, deep.
Mimi was about to have a show. Mimi was too excited.
Mimi is pumped. She's like, yay, the big... What is it? The beef is back?
Stop.
Ew.
So gross. We see young Scrap. Or I guess he's not young. I guess he's just not Scrap. Young.
He's just Scrap. Mm.
And him and Carly were driving in his car, apparently from the hotel room.
She likes driving his car because it's an Audi.
In which they could relieve stress.
I mean, that's real, though. Like, I buy that, you know. You about to go to jail. Life is stressful. You got crazy hoes around
like
you.
Like, you just need pussy.
You got easy pussy. Like, she buying the hotel room. She paying for it. Like, heck yeah.
Carly don't know nothing about life.
Carly's stupid. She just want to have sex with him. So, go get it, girl. Boy.
He tells her about the 5 years, and then she cried.
Girl, bye.
When she cried, I was like...
Girl, bye.
You've been through this multiple times.
Girl, girl bye. You're dating life, Jenny. You was waiting on him. But wait, why
she came in with the player move? She was like, but you know, like, I got your back as a friend.
Stop lying.
I'm here for you, yo.
Okay, you know what? I'm not
even I wonder how many dudes Carly pays for shit, like, that are in jail. Like, you know she's that girl that they
you
be
think
hitting.
So?
Yes. She reminds me, I'm not going to say no names because they might watch the show. And
was she like, just like, because you think she like paying them like, hey, when you get out, I'm here for you, boo? Or like.
Yeah.
Really? I think she just like would like the attention like before they go in, like think about me.
Like in Carly's mind, she's married to like 4 different dudes. She's just waiting for the right one or when her vajayjay is like settled enough to like settle with one of them.
Whatever, girl. Get it where you gotta get it. If that's where you getting it, then I can't be.
And as she says, she got his back as a friend. He's like, you know, but why are we even talking about this? Like, let's just Netflix and chill. She's like, okay.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that.
Tommy goes and meets up with Scrap. She found out that he's a no good liar.
Well, he's not really a liar. He kind of just, like, bends the truth and they're stupid. Because, like, when he says to Tommy...
No. He's a liar. Bitch, he said, Mama told me that you lie to people that you love, first of all.
It was too much. I couldn't even take it. But at the same time, you like, Tommy, bitch, you just saw the hotel receipt. Why are you even asking him? You gonna tell me? You gonna tell me? You sleeping with Carly? No, he's not going to tell you. You have the evidence. You have
Why
the
Why she
proof.
In your car? Why she in your car?
Because I fucked her in my car.
Yo, but the
and
way...
And I fucked her at the hotel. And she paid the bill. Because that's what I do. That's what I've always done. I was fucking Tierra. Why are you confused?
Bitch, I was fucking you when I had my baby mom.
Thank you. I was fucking Tierra. Like, why are we trying to pretend? Like, suddenly I was like, oh, I'm going to be fateful these last 2 weeks before I go to jail.
So you out here?
You know, you out there at the hotel with the hoes and you over there at the hoes? Yes, I'm with the hoes.
No, but I was at the family meeting.
I'm with the hoes. I'm trying to free myself before I go to jail for 5 years. He ain't due out till 2021, I think it is.
I mean, that real talk.
He's trying to get it in anywhere he can get it in because he ain't going to be getting it in nowhere for 5 years.
Not mad at him.
I'm not mad.
You know what I mean?
I'm not mad.
Because she knows better.
I'm at. Tommy knows. Better. If he was doing that before he was even sentenced to jail, now he's sentenced to 5 years, and you're trying to pretend like, oh my god, you're having sex with somebody else. Yeah, you're an idiot if you thought anything else.
And then this bitch jumped like the fucking poltergeist on him and grabbed his ponytail.
She was like, I'm gonna be. I don't even know what to do with none of that.
I felt like it was the Pink performance from the Billboard Awards, like where she was hanging from that thing. Like the way she jumped looked like Peter Pan on Broadway, bitch.
What'd
like,
you call the thing that you put the baby in? I can't even think of the name of that shit.
Yo.
I was like, girl, what are you doing?
She's like,
but she like pulled his hair. She grabbed his ponytail.
Crazy.
And he had little slides on, like his little slippers and his little shirt open with his little pants on.
Looking
I was
all
like,
types of fun.
I can't. Like, I
he
can't.
Said to her, girl, I am not fucking Carly. And then on his 101 talking about,
I had to lie to
the one. Truth hurts. My mama told me don't hurt people you love. Your mama fucked up, bro. Like, the fuck is your mama telling
your
you?
Your mama killed your and here's daddy. The thing. Stop playing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. This show is such a mess.
I don't know what we're doing.
No. It's just such a mess.
I can't. I'm.
It's a baby Bjorn. Thank you, Michelle.
You think you'd come a little... I can't. Tommy tells Scrap about Stevie. She's like, well, that's fine, because guess what? I'm meeting up with your uncle, and he gonna make me hit.
He gonna lick me and taste me, and it's gonna be delicious. And he
what?
Was like, you want me to get a list? You can let this one lick you, and this one lick you, and that one lick you, bitch. She's like, but I love you. This is a mess. Like, it's such a mess.
But it's real talk. Like, people.
It is such a mess. He was like, she don't know what she's saying. She's saying that shit to me, and I don't care. He doesn't care.
But it's real talk, girl. Like, you out here, you just paraded that you were going to fuck his uncle for a track. Like, if you're mad that he's fucking other women, like, fuck another dude. Don't fuck his uncle. Like, don't stay inside the fucked up circus,
don't
bitch.
Don't fuck anybody, because he does not care. He does not care about you. If you fuck somebody else, he's just going to say, oh, well, she fucked somebody else. Fuck her.
I mean, real talk.
And toss you aside. He does not care. Thank you, Shakira.
She
I
jumped him again.
Nice teeth. I do my best.
She jumped him again. Like a monkey.
She jumped on him like a gorilla.
I don't know.
Like that gorilla that they had to shoot today because of stupid ass parents let them baby get free and done got in the gorilla enclosure.
Girl, we was talking about that on Reality
Check. I'm sorry. I was so mad at that. I can't even deal.
But you know what? I can't even. Wait,
lick and duck my poop. Y'all doing some other stuff up in the chat room, Zach. What's happening?
Y'all, if you do not join us in the Love and Hip Hop AfterBuzz chat room, like, they be on fire.
Y'all having your own situation going up there.
Tommy is sexy. She does, but...
She's beautiful. Like, I think she's hot as shit, and she is crazier than a mother. Mm-hmm. Like, she
which
is
makes for good sex.
Shit. She is bat but yeah, shit she a little... crazy.
All right, so Scrap meets up with Carly again. Tells her about Tommy, and... He wants to know if Carly was really being messy. If Carly left her receipt in the car on purpose.
On purpose.
And Carly was like, oh, I'm messier than that. I wouldn't leave a receipt.
What? I ain't got time for that.
And now I'm looking at Carly like, actually, bitch.
That bitch left that receipt in the car. Everybody knows that.
Because you noticed the one question she came and asked him was, she said, oh, so you still messing with her?
Thank you. You're still messing with her because that's a concern of yours, which is why you left the receipt in the car.
Well, you know, I feel like a punk.
I'm sorry. This chat room is killing me.
She said, well, I feel like I'm a pawn in a love triangle. Girl, you knew that from the beginning. You were the one that went to the club at the beginning.
What do they call the triangles up in geometry? You're an indice in the triangle. Girl, you ain't even in a triangle. It's like a quadrangle because he got the baby mama.
Bitch, we're going to call Young Bird and get the Pentagon going.
He got KK over here yelling and cussing at people. Like, you all up in the mix. You a parallelogram. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, and really, I just felt like Scrap was just like, I mean, girl, like.
He's like, I'm just trying to fuck.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. I'm going away really soon. I just need some pussy, like,
he's
right
like,
now.
I'm just trying to fuck. Like not why we now gotta with, talk about like shit?
Not that not now with this
why
bitch.
Why we gotta talk about geometry? It ain't about shapes. It ain't about none of the these. The only shape I'm like, I'm just trying to get it the
motherfucking
in.
Dime.
I'm just trying to put my pole in your hole, and that's all I'm trying to do. We ain't gotta talk about all this other stuff.
Carly met up with TC at her Playboy radio show, where Tommy showed up, and Carly basically called her a middle-aged thought. And Carly said, Tasha Jailbird Jefferson, in which Tommy replied, you 40-year-old idiot.
She did call her, you a 40-year-old
idiot. She said, Scrap is young enough to fuck your daughter.
Which we don't hear much about Carly's daughter.
Which I'm very thankful that her daughter's like...
I mean, I'm thankful
like,
for, but then it's more disturbing, like, because you're still on the show and you have a daughter. I'm always disturbed
that. Your daughter's
that.
More mature to be like, I'm... good with being filmed or yeah, run up I'm on just, the show, thanks.
Yeah, it's rough.
Tommy gonna let him suck her pussy and
thanks,
make hits.
Tasha
oh, Tommy's gonna let Stevie, this is what she says to Carly. Well, that's fine because Stevie gonna suck my pussy and make me hits.
Yo, I'm so stressed out. Like, really, Stevie? Girl, Tommy's batshit. She don't...
On that note, we're going to head into predictions.
She got to do what she got to do, I guess.
I mean, I suppose, girl.
I mean, I guess, is it really that little to do, though? Like, you got to go back to fucking Stevie J? Stevie J is the win.
Here's the thing,
like,
though.
Stevie J
I wonder
is
how
the
old.
Win.
I wonder how old she is. She watches Love and Hip Hop.
I give
so,
her
like,
26.
Stevie's like, oh, my God. Stevie.
She's probably 26.
Like, he's a celebrity.
But, like, is he really?
To, like, a young kid? Like, yeah. Like, Jocelyn and Stevie. Jocelyn and Stevie to, like, a young child is, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm serious, girl. Like, these kids be looking up.
I can't.
All the way up.
Look up to Jesus, because y'all looking at the wrong motherfucker. You talking about Stevie J? No. No. No, please.
So next week, Mimi is going to be... It's Mimi versus Stevie. She's trying to figure out if this baby, a real baby.
And
mom.
She thirsty as hell. She just want him back in her vag.
Debbie putting on an anti-bullying event. Where
did that come from?
First of all, the panel looked like it was fucking... They would try to fit 50 people in the AfterBuzz studio. I was like...
Let's have an anti-bullying game.
Okay, bitch, we're going to do that next week. We're going to invite...
Wait. Tommy's 32? Did somebody just type that for reals?
Tommy's not 32.
I mean, she could be.
Sky,
she...
who you know?
Tommy
what
is 32.
You got that from?
Where you get that from, Sky? And Stevie J is 47. Okay, if Tommy is 32, like, we can't... She ain't no kid. Like, that's no kid. And that's true. I mean, she been to jail. She done had, like...
Jocelyn's only 28?
Yeah, Jocelyn is not 30 yet. She said that on Wendy.
Okay. Actually, anyone else care if there's a baby or just me? No
a
one cares.
Hard 28. Oh. All
right.
No,
and then,
none of us care that there's a baby because we're sure there's many of them.
So the anti-bullying panel is Tammy, Bambi, and...
Why Bambi Peace. Invited?
Yeah, like, why do you want Bambi to talk about anti-bullying?
Why do we want Bambi at all to exist, like, on television?
Although I do like the way she handled Jessica Dime when Jessica tried to come for her.
No, she definitely has handled herself well, but again, I wonder why is she there? Like, why does she exist?
Because she fucking Jesus. Walk as well. And then Scrap's apparently going away. Tommy got 32 mugshots. Damn, I'm...
Carly is 48. Look, has anybody confirmed Carly's age for sure?
We need to get Carly in studio.
I want to know
all
how
right.
old she is.
I'm
going to
put effort, you guys, into this
we're
show.
We're going to put some work into it and
I'll
get an
care,
interview with Carly.
And I'll contact somebody. And we're going to get Carly up in this bitch. Because you know what? Carly probably... Carly is not 85. All right, I'm done. I'm leaving this fucking place. I love y'all, but I'm fucking over it. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Leave us a comment down below. Tell your friends. Please pass this shit around. Tell everyone, like, whatever you need to tell them to get them to watch it so we can get an extra click.
Amen.
So I can make some more coin. Thank you. Hit us up at AfterBuzz. Hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
You can hit me up everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Love you guys so much. Leave a comment down below. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.